Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, and this is your Bengals training camp report for Monday, August 8th. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official healthcare insurer of the Cincinnati Bengals. After the team had a day off on Sunday, the players returned to practice on Monday with a couple of big names in attendance. One of the franchise's all-time best running backs, four-time Pro Bowler James Brooks, was a spectator, and Kevin Green, who was just inducted into the Hall of Fame over the weekend, is in town for a few days to offer some pass rushing tips to the Bengals defensive linemen.
I think Kevin was such a good player, but he made everybody else better. And he elevated the room. He challenged everybody all the time to be at their best. And so that's what, you know, he brings such a passion. He has such a passion for the game, a passion for teaching football, coaching football. And so hopefully it continued to rub off on our guys for a couple of days.
It was good to see Jake Kumerow and Trevor Roach back on the field after missing a few days with sore hamstrings. And it was also good to see Brandon LaFell have an active day. By my count, LaFell had four catches in 11-on-11 drills. The play of the day was provided by the defense as rookie linebacker Nick Vigil tipped Keith Wenning's pass into the hands of Chalky Brown for an interception. This is going to be an interesting week because Mike Zimmer's Minnesota Vikings come to town on Wednesday. Joint practices Wednesday and Thursday and the preseason opener on Friday night.
Every time you practice against another team, intensity goes up a little bit. But, with Coach Zimmer coming back in town, it'll be good to see him. And I know he's going to have his guys up and going. And, you know, we're going to be up as well. So it'll be time to get some good work in.
What did you personally gain from the time you spent playing under Mike Zimmer?
Man, he was just a great guy, great coach, to the point. He always, you know, made you ready to play. You always felt ready to play, and you were always prepared. And, you know, he could coach the defense front to back.
I'm joined now by my broadcast partner, Dave Lapham. Lap, we heard from Michael Johnson. What do you expect when the Vikings come to town on Wednesday?
I expect competition. Mike Zimmer will be competitive. There's no question about it. He fired his offensive line coach. He brought in Alex Boone, tough guy, Ohio State guy from the San Francisco 49ers. He's got Andre Smith, who obviously played here for a lot of years. So I think it's going to be very competitive up front. And from what I saw today in the 907, Geno Atkins is getting ready. Geno Atkins was wrecking plays in the 9-on-7 drill anytime he wanted to. He and Carlos Dunlap, Michael Johnson. Bengals have a very talented defensive line. The Vikings do as well. I'm anxious to see the competitive nature in the pits and, you know, on the perimeter. Terrence Newman comes back with a lot of his former teammates. There's a lot of feel-good stories, you know, with Mike Zimmer coming to Cincinnati. And one thing, you know, you're going to hear Mike Zimmer's voice if he doesn't like what's going on in that football field. And it's going to be very competitive in practice. And that's what you want. That's what they got out of it with the Giants. That's what they're going to get out of it this one against the Vikings, I'm sure.
Lap, let's talk about another Bengals defensive lineman, Margus Hunt. This past offseason, he went to Florida and trained for a few days with Kevin Green, who's now here in Cincinnati to work with the Bengals defensive line. What have you seen out of Margus Hunt this camp?
A big improvement. I think Kevin Green's done a great job with him. Why not go to a guy with 160 career sacks, third best in the NFL, to get some tips? And I think he's got Margus Hunt finishing, you know, so much better. Margus is a genetic phenomenon. There's no doubt about it. And Kevin Green used to use offensive tackles' lack of foot quickness against them. Or even if they did have good foot quickness, he'd make sure to use that against them and leverage it to his advantage, kind of like applying football physics, inertia. Once a big body gets in motion and movement, it's going to continue. It can't change on a dime, more so like Kevin Green and Margus Hunt, the ability to change direction. So I see a little bit of that. You know, I see the physicality. I see him finishing plays. And really, they're giving Margus Hunt an opportunity here. He's playing defensive end, defensive tackle, and the nickel packages. They're going to allow him to show if he can be a swing guy, take those snaps inside and outside. And I think his graph is going up. I think Kevin Green's done a good job with him.
It's a game week. The Bengals practice at 3 o'clock on Tuesday. They'll practice with the Vikings on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, again with the Vikings on Thursday at 11 in the morning, and then the preseason opener Friday night, 7:30 at Paul Brown Stadium. Great tickets are still available. For Lap and our photographer, Stephen Huddy, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out this training camp report here on Bengals.com.